And now back to Jerry.
Hi. So for tonight's episode. Anyway.
Hi guys. This is Casual Tuesday on a Tuesday. It's Tuesday somewhere, because that's how, like, time works, right? Because time is not actually a thing. We're just...
Time is an illusion.
Right. We're just floating through it. So if you guys say we're not posting on Tuesdays...
Oh, well.
We're posting on a Tuesday, whether you think it or not. It's a Tuesday somewhere.
It's somewhere. It's a Tuesday.
Maybe you're listening to this on a Tuesday.
Some universe, some alternate time power source.
Anyway. There's a Tuesday.
There is a Tuesday.
There is a Tuesday.
And that's the conclusion.
It comes once a week.
Once a week. Yeah. Maybe even twice a week.
Sometimes. Three times.
Maybe it's the whole week.
You just have a week of Tuesdays.
I wouldn't like that.
What do you mean? What are y'all talking about?
Tuesdays. That's what we're talking about.
Tuesdays.
What we post Tuesdays? On Tuesdays.
Do we?
Yeah.
Alright.
Even though this isn't Tuesday.
It's Tuesday somewhere.
It's Tuesday somewhere.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, because time is of the essence. And the essence is you. Don't you forget that.
Don't you
forget about it. Not only you. Okay.
Okay, anyway.
So we have a smorgasbord of ideas for you guys to talk about today.
Okay.
And I've always wanted to use the word smorgasbord in a sentence.
Even though it's not a real word, I'm pretty sure.
It is, right?
I don't know.
I think.
It don't sound like a real word.
Smorgasbord. How do you spell it? S-M. Orgasbord.
Orgasbord.
It's a word. Anyway, okay. I heard it on Saddle Club, so it must be a word. Anyway.
Sure. Anyway.
We're going to talk about a couple things. Victorious. The Nickelodeon show. Created by, what, Dan Shea?
Dan
Schneider.
Snyder? Dan Schneider? Who is Shea?
Anyway. That's a country band.
Wait. Schneider or Snyder? It doesn't matter.
Schneider?
Like, Schneider? He likes feet.
Oh yeah, he likes feet.
Weird ass.
But yeah, the show that we've known, some maybe hate, some maybe love.
Eh.
Victoria, who hates Victorious?
I'm eh.
Yeah. You don't like Victoria?
I'm eh on it.
My girlfriend loves Victorious.
It's
my girlfriend loves Victorious. Y'all love me, huh?
We have a guest star on this show. We have a guest star.
I know it's only our second episode, but we already have guests. Can you believe it?
Can you believe that?
We have so much clout.
Anyway. Also, guest starring Eric's asshole-ish. Okay.
Wow, you got a stick in your ass.
Oh, we didn't introduce ourselves. I'm Karis.
I'm Olivia, and this is Casual Tuesdays. Guest starring.
We're just not gonna give Eric.
Guest starring fucking Eric. Right. I'm a guest star now.
Every single episode.
Alright, that's cool.
So now, back to Victorious.
Yes, we're gonna start with Victorious, which was a show created by, what, Dan Snyder. And it centers around a girl named Tori Vega. And it's basically about her high school travels in a famous high school? What do you call it? A performing arts high school.
Performing arts.
Hollywood
something. Arts. Hollywood arts.
It's been a while since I've watched the show. Mm. So, Olivia. Look here. So, Olivia, you have the.
See, I have an inherent problem with some of the things on this show.
I remember you saying something around the lines of Beck and Jade and their relationship, which most people do agree that they have a toxic relationship, but you had a different take on it.
Yes. So, people know their relationship is toxic. Usually people target Jade as the person who's toxic. I disagree.
Okay.
Do you?
I mean, I just want to see where you're going with this. Let's see, like, if we agree.
So, my take on it is that Beck is the toxic one.
And why?
I have reasons.
Okay, give me your reasons. Evidence, 3 points, three details.
All right. Bet.
I'm sorry, I'm just saying
that. Bet. The tea has been spilled.
The tea is going to be spilled. My first evidence starts with the first episode of season one, the beginnings of it, right?
Yes.
So,
Tori Vega walks in.
Tori Vega walks in the classroom, you know, new to the school. She...
Shut up.
I don't know where this is going.
And so, like, she runs into Beck, right?
What was his last name?
I don't know. We just know he's Canadian.
Just Beck.
Beck.
Like the rock star? Nice. Anyway.
Anyway. She runs into him, you know, spills his coffee. It's on his shirt. So, you know, she trying to rub it out or whatever.
Didn't he only have, like, one outfit the whole series?
Low-key. Yeah. Low-key.
I'm sad I've never seen him in anything.
Just a flannel, some jeans, and some boots.
And a white t-shirt.
And a t-shirt. That is not a fit. That should not be a fit for a whole, like, series.
What, was it, like, three seasons? Five seasons?
It was more than three.
Anyway, continue.
It's like five or six. Anyway, so, you know, he's like, nah, it's all right. It's all right. Then, they introduce Jade. How did they introduce her?
How did they introduce her?
Why you rubbing on my boyfriend? And we like, oh, he got a girl.
Right. Makes sense. She's asking a question.
Yeah.
Question, answer.
But then, like... You know, when you first watch it, you're like, oh, dang. She must be, like, you know, the mean girl or whatever, you know.
Because she has angry brows.
Angry brows. Gothic angry brows.
Which I hate that. I hate that they did her eyebrows like that. So, like, so dark and, like, grr.
I don't know. They messed up
and
then
she has that. Oh, she must be a bad girl because she has a colored hair.
Yeah, like, colored hair or whatever.
And she has an eyebrow piercing, like... Right. I have piercings.
It's high school. What's going on?
She wears all black and lace.
You know, they kind of introduce this, like, the mean girl, whatever, like, I guess first enemies, then, like, frenemies with Tori, whatever.
Were they really frenemies?
I don't know.
I think Jade just didn't like her the whole series.
She just didn't like her. Tori tried, but
we didn't want her to try.
But then I look back, even like
I just want you guys to know that the faces she's making is like
don't worry
back to the future episode going
don't worry
wrong.
About it. So like I look back, right, analyze that whole scene,
okay,
and I question to myself.
She questioned,
why didn't Beck say nothing?
Why didn't Beck say anything?
He could have easily been like, hey, chill out. I got a crazy girlfriend. He knew that Jade was crazy. He knew that Jade has...
It ain't nothing new.
Right, it ain't nothing new. He knew that Jade was going to be jealous. And he's just going to be like, hey, it's all right. He's not even going to say like, you might want to not do that because my girlfriend is crazy and she might kill you because she has scissors in her backpack. Anyway, then you go to like, you know, fast forward. To, like, the end of the episode, kind of like the end of the episode, where we do the alphabetical improv.
Which is such a weird idea. Let's talk about that.
I mean, it's kind of smart. It seems fun.
It's kind of smart, but there's also that you have to do the yes and thing with it.
It should be
and
the yes
go, and. It can go so wrong.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And so, like, you know, she picks out Beck, Jade, who else? Kat, Andre.
You know. Who Andre deserves so much more.
Andre deserves so much more.
He was easily the most talented person on the show.
The
easily.
Best. Man had a whole album. Come on now.
Right. And yet, y'all want to act like he ain't the most interesting person on the show. His grandmother had a helicopter in her kitchen.
Wasn't his locker a keyboard?
Yes, he played it.
And he played like
he played
beautiful...
it and it unlocks.
And he had an addiction to chocolate milk and nobody wants to talk about that.
The ketchup though.
The ketchup.
It was like, what?
Little stuff, you know? And nobody wants to talk about this kind of stuff. Like, Andre was cool. He had a mohawk of dreads.
He was the only black dude on show. The only black dude.
He was Beck's best
Robbie
twin.
Was black.
Give Robbie the inward pass 2020.
Nah, Rex was black.
Also, the biggest con of Victorious was making us believe that Robbie was ugly. Matt Bennett is such pretty dude.
Yes. I don't know if that's English, but yes.
He's so pretty.
They didn't give him his props.
They did not. And he had a great singing voice. My favorite song of Victorious ever was the spaghetti song that he sung to Kat.
I like Broken Glass.
What was Broken Glass? I don't remember.
He said it was like best, like fun things to play with, but not like broken glass. Oh, yes, glass.
I do love that song.
Make a sandwich of broken glass.
Anytime Robbie pulled out the guitar,
honestly, I was ready for
Rubberazzi?
Hey, Rubberazzi.
Bomb.
This should have been an actual show.
I would have killed to watch that. Or like the slap.com. Did y'all know that was an actual website?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I couldn't sign up, so my mommy said no. But, like, that was an actual website. Because I asked my parents' permission, because that's what they told me to do.
That's what they told me.
And she said no.
Wow. But, yeah. So, like, back to that whole situation. So, you know, they do the alphabetical improv and stuff. And it's just left down to Tori and Beck. Mm-hmm. And she's all like, I know what could, like, help you, because you know he's like trying to be like alien or whatever, like can't breathe your earth's air, don't feel good, why Miss Starker don't feel so good. And then she's like, I know what could make you feel better. Yeah. And he's like, jumping jacks. And I'm like, all right, that's a good answer.
Yeah,
good answer.
So Jay.
Yeah
And
then she like kissed me, and I'm like, time out. You know he got a girlfriend.
First of all,
you know he got a girlfriend.
Second of all, she right watching y'all.
Right, she in the classroom.
Third of all, she looks like she can Millie rock your ass. Back to public school.
Jay got them hands.
And then on Beck's side, you got a girlfriend. Who cares about if it's a class, project, a grade? You can easily just say, what's the next letter? L.
L.
Let me just say no.
Right. Anything he could have said. And he could have even said, little weird. How about no?
Yes.
But no. You know what he said? Little weird. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Beck was the biggest F-boy out of that.
The fact that just like that one episode alone proves that Jay does not need that in her life.
There are so many episodes where Jade was my favorite character of the whole show. Jade and Robbie. And I just remember being like, Jade deserves so much more.
Right. And then I remember I saw on Twitter, like, she's actually like a dom. Or like, should actually be gay. Like, she...
Right. Like, she don't need that. She needs something else besides little white boy Beck who thinks he's all that. Even though he wears the same flannel shirt that he got at Walmart for like $2.
The actor, though.
Oh, yeah. But Avin Hogya. Yeah.
I love him.
He can...
Anyway. But he the character's trash. And then my other evidence. Evidence number two. Paragraph two. So, the episode where they first show, like, the breakup or whatever.
Which one? There's so many.
It was the one where he's hanging out with this famous actress. And, you know, Jay is kind of feeling some type of way about it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they kind of get into an argument. She was like, I don't want to be with you or whatever. Because he doesn't understand why she's mad at him.
Yeah.
When we know why she's mad at him.
He never actually says that she's his girlfriend. To any girl that hits on him, he never says.
Even like the episode where Freak the Freak Out, where the girl like openly flirts with him, touches his hair, and I'm like, dude, you're not gonna say, hey, chill out, I got a girlfriend.
In his blue flannel shirt.
His flannel shirt probably was red. I don't know.
Same shirt he always wears.
That'll go be my third evidence.
You have to wait for Jay to come up.
Right. You gotta wait for Jay to come and be like, hands off him. Wait.
And then she sings one of the best songs of the generation, Give It Up. Telling that girl and Beck to both give it up. I mean, Ariana Grande was there too, but yeah. Elizabeth
she was
Gillies.
Supporting. She was supporting.
Yeah, she was just supporting. She wasn't really singing. I mean, she did some high notes here and there. I mean,
she killed them.
I mean, she was there,
but
like,
it was about
it was about Jay.
It was about Jay, and then like it proves that like Beck ain't all that. Like, first of all, he don't tell nobody that he got a girlfriend. He don't. Then he lets girl openly floats. Acting?
That's it?
Yeah.
Dang, that's a good question.
He was a good actor. I guess.
Was he?
I mean, this is Nickelodeon.
So he's in this friend group full of all these multi-talented people with all these great backstories. It's like, hi, I'm Beck. I'm Canadian. I act. I have long hair.
Right. And then it's like, you're not a good boyfriend. Because you don't even understand why Jay's like that. You don't understand why she's jealous. You don't understand. You think
like he puts her in deliberate situations that would make her jealous.
And then some people just offer as like being insecure. She's insecure for a reason because he's not doing anything about all these girls openly flirting with him.
He's making her insecure.
He's making her jealous. She has a reason.
Irreplaceable.
Exactly.
And she's irreplaceable.
And then it's like, and then some people who are like Tori fans are mad at her being like the like mean girl or whatever. She has a reason.
Tori is so untalented.
She is an untalented, entitled bitch.
Exactly. Just because your name is Tori and you in the name of the show or whatever doesn't mean that this show is all about you, okay? Listen here. Just because one of the main sets is your house doesn't mean it's all about you. You still can't sing half as good as everybody on the show. Even Daniela Monet has better notes than her. She had a personality. Yeah. She had influx. Tori Vega, you had some dingy brown boots and a brown satchel and a Make It Shine poster. Because, you know, I'm going to make it shine. And you didn't make anything.
All that.
You didn't make anything shine. You could even come up with a good locker decoration. No, let's be honest.
That reminds me. So you know how Beck has showed her his locker, right?
What was his locker again?
Basically, it was like clear. You could see through his locker. It's transparent.
Oh, he's transparent.
Because he's transparent, he has no secrets. Whatever. Sure, Jan. Like, you could tell he's bland. The locker's bland.
I just told you right there. He's just a carbon manic pixie dream boy. That's all he is. That's his trope.
Has no taste. Where's the flavor?
I mean, he did have taste. He had jade.
That right there is the only taste he had.
He had taste one time.
But the flavor.
No flavor.
No seasoning.
He was a nice guy. Well, he could have been nicer. He did mechanics. I guess that's a talent.
That is a skill. That is a skill to be learned. That is not a talent. Unless he was not taught. That's impossible, though.
Yeah.
You have to be taught mechanics.
Oh, so he really just a boring bit.
Yeah. Don't understand why he's that.
Andre deserved more.
Jay deserved more. Robbie deserved more. Even Sinjin, even though...
Sinjin was so talented. Let's talk about Sinjin. He was a good writer. He was a good director. He was great at AV, which is so hard to be good at. Who does AV, it is... extraneous.
We don't know English.
It requires a lot of planning, and then it requires a lot of remembering and memory, and then it requires just a lot of just like being in the moment, but you can't be too in the moment because you have to do this and this and this and this and this. It's like doing lighting boards are so terrible, and I used to hate doing sound because he did a whole segment on doing the sound. And with, because I remember that, because Jay was like, don't play this. And he was like, what? Did he play it anyway?
It was a disco.
Yeah, the disco.
It was so funny.
It's hard. And, like, if somebody's being rude to you, I get why Sinjin was so rude to them half the time. Because, like, I would get teed off so fast.
It's like, just, like, throughout the whole series, they just mean to him, like, yeah, I'll be going off on you.
Right. Like, Sinjin clapped back. And that's all I cared about. Right. And you knew he was interesting from his locker.
Bro. All the teeth. I was kind of weirded. I was like, what?
But the personality.
The personality. He has more personality than Beck.
Sinjin has more personality in his left pinky toenail. And that showed up left pinky toenail. The one that the manicurists look at it and they're like, I don't know what to do about this. He has more talent, personality, charisma, and just plain than Beck ever had in his entire Beck life.
Beck and Tori combined.
Beck and Tori combined, okay? All Tori did was sing a couple songs about her sister and how she wanted to be famous.
Ain't none of, anybody can sing.
Everybody can sing those songs. She didn't have any great notes.
Right.
Except, take a hint. Take a hint.
Take a hint.
We'll give her take a hint.
But then she had help with Jade.
Because Jade was there.
Jade was there.
And everything's better when Jade's there.
Yeah.
Still my favorite character. Undisputable. Yeah. My most of my self of now is my style, Jade.
Jade.
Well, Elizabeth Gillies in general. Like, have you ever seen her Instagram?
Woof. Woof. Yeah, like, it's just, even Kat deserved better.
Kat, and Kat got a lot in that show. Let's say that. Kat got a lot. Danielle and Lene Trina deserved so much better. She had so much personality, and she was such an interesting character to watch. Any episode that was Trina focused, I loved. Because it was funny.
And the thing was, Trina low-key did have talent in acting.
Yeah,
she's comedian. And they her one woman show.
Right, like, why did they want to act like comedy was a great talent? Like, comedy is, like, I know she didn't mean for it to be comedic, but it was. It's and like, that's why it was funny.
You know how hard it is to be funny, period?
On purpose?
Right. And it's like, I give comedians so much prop because they have to not only get material right, but they have to make sure that the crowd is, like, into it, pays attention, and make sure that every funny point, like, hits.
And it's also timing. Like, that's where I struggle with comedy a lot.
Timing.
Timing is so essential to comedy, as well as tone and inflection.
Yeah.
And she had all of that. She was a great comedian. Like, if they would have just, like, made her instead, like, a comedian-wise, that show could have been so much different.
Yeah.
And I would have loved it so much more.
And then it's like, because also with comedians, like, when you go up to do stand-up, like, 30 minutes could feel like a lifetime.
It could. Watching stand-up, it feels like a lifetime, but I'm into it.
Yeah.
If it's a good comedian. Like, I've seen bad comedians who just, like, immediately bomb. Or, like, just make some jokes that didn't connect with the audience. And then I'm like,
awkward silence. Where's the crickets?
But, like, throw up some, like, some John Mulaney up there. I'm bro into that completely. Like, some Michael Chase and Ali Wong, Ken Young. I'm like, yeah.
I'm like, please, more.
Yes, please, more. And, like, if Danielle Monáe was to be like, you know what? I'm going to have a stand-up special. I'm into that.
I will watch.
But now she has a baby.
She does.
And she has a whole, like, show with the dad and all that kind of stuff. It's like a reality show. I don't know how I feel about that, but it's something.
Something.
It's something. She deserves it.
Like, it's a lot of people on that show who deserve better.
But not Beck.
Not Beck. He's trash.
Hoya, yes. I've been Hoya, Joja, Yosha, Yogiya, Yoga.
There's a lot of struggle with that anyway. Y'all know who we're talking about. He deserves better.
King Tut.
Yes, King Tut.
Yeah. Wasn't Rami Malek also in that? Or was that the Night at the Museum?
I don't remember.
That was Night at the Museum. Leave me alone.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. Beck deserved nothing. Jay deserved better. Tori needs to find a talent. And that's all there.
But you know who else needs to find a talent?
I wonder who. Segwaying from that, one of the most untalented people in this world, Camila Cabello, and currently dating my future husband, which I'm not salty about it at all.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm not salty about that completely. It's not like she deserves him or anything. It's gonna be fine. I mean, she's gonna break up with him eventually.
I mean, is it even real?
Is it even real?
I don't think so.
After Senorita, I don't think anything in this world is real.
That performance, though, at the awards show, what was that?
The billboards?
Yeah.
That lazy performance. She's just, like, flouncing around. Ooh, I'm Senorita. And he's like, yeah, I guess.
I guess. Yeah, okay.
Also, why do I keep making Sean act? He can't act.
I don't know.
They keep putting him in situations, like, in these music videos where he has to act, and everybody knows Shawn Mendes cannot act. Like, if there's one person who would not survive in Hollywood arts, it's Shawn Mendes.
Well, he kind of was survived because, you know, he could sing and, like,
yeah, but, like, guitar. He got one talent. You got, like, one. I got one look.
Got one look.
And that's it. He can dance.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
He can dance.
But can he dance like Tom Holland? Ooh. Ooh. No.
That's things I want to see.
I would like to see that.
I would like to see them dance together, but I'm just going to put that into the universe. Bloop. Hopefully that happens.
That'll be another time for another day.
Watch me draw it.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, Camila Cabello. More like Camila the Racio. Racist.
That didn't hit.
Okay. Because recently we found Tumblr posts from when she was, what, 15?
Yeah.
Which I still don't
even
understand.
Even that in, like, texts in their Fifth Harmony group chat.
Yeah. Towards Normani, of all people. Normani.
Sis.
Literal youngest, most paid singer at this moment.
Exactly. And you know what doesn't help? Because I remember I saw a video of when these girls was like meeting Fifth Harmony. I think it was when she was still in the group.
Yeah.
And then these girls skipped over Normani. I was like, what's the beef? What's the problem?
And Normani's not the only black one.
Exactly.
It's a band of black girls.
But they don't know that.
Like, they're all black.
They're all minority. Come on now.
I don't get it. I just don't get it. And then, apparently in these Tumblr posts that were found when she made when she was 15 years old, she's like, what, like 20-something now? Yeah. 22, 23, 24, 25. Something like that.
I don't keep
up. Something. And she was like, in these posts, there was a lot of racist posts made, mostly about, like, how stereotypical black people are. Like, there was a lot about black people eating fried chicken, or black people doing this in the watermelon, or how black people were all ugly and pigs, or how black people ruined music, because, you know, Nicki Minaj and all that kind of stuff.
Which is, like, not true.
Which is not true. Black people made music.
We are music. Come on now.
Right? Like, she wouldn't have all her, like, music if not for...
If it wasn't for the gospel music from the black folks, okay?
Right, like... She would not have her career without black people.
Come on now.
And she also made, like, some racist remarks towards Normani about how she's ugly or how she's not as pretty because she's black.
Yeah.
Which I think mostly because she's a dark-skinned black woman, whereas the rest of them are actually, like, POC. Or whatever. And these came out, and she basically said, oh, I was young. I was 15. I obviously didn't know. It was like...
It was the typical, like... iPhone notes
apology. I hate iPhone notes apologies so much, because it just means you really don't care that much, or it can have, it just been your publicist just send the tubes, like, post that, right? And it was basically like, okay, you're 15 years old, you know what's right and wrong, you know what's racist, you learned that in the third grade.
Yeah, it's like, that's the age where you're conscious of everything.
Yeah,
at least
I was like, you're 15 years old, you know what to say to people and whatnot. Like, when I was 15 years old, I knew what to say to people and whatnot.
Exactly.
I also didn't have these major racist thoughts. And, like, you lived in Texas. You knew what was racist.
Good old Texas.
Good old Texas told you how to be racist. So, I don't truly understand that.
And then, like, that's not a good excuse to be like, I was so young. It's like, that wasn't long ago, first of all.
Right. It wasn't that long ago at all. And it's been a prevalent, like, gossip for, like, the last 2 years, and she's only just now talking about it. I'm like, you should have been talked about it then.
No, you should have been addressed as,
like, when they first came out, I remember hearing something about it.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's been prevalent for, like, a long time. So, like, I don't want to hear it.
It's like, I don't want
to
hear it.
Keep your racism to yourself.
I even remember it was, like, earlier today where she had posted, like, a picture on Instagram with her and her parents, like, some type of, like, thing that they finna do or whatever. And somebody posted it on Twitter. And so, somebody replied to that KKK meeting. And I was like, y'all, out of pocket.
I just hope Sean distances himself from her.
Sean deserves better.
But he also had some racist comments be made that he said. But at the same time, it was not derogatory like Camilla's.
Yikes.
Because, okay, there's a difference. He said the N-word, but it was in, like, a friendly way. And it's just like, at this point, you have to start differentiating, because all these white people now want to see this stuff. Which, even though he's POC. Is he POC? Half
Portuguese?
Do we count that?
No.
Do we care?
Mm.
No.
No.
Yeah. But yeah, he did that. Which is sad. But he didn't mean it in a derogatory way. Unlike his little girlfriend, Senorita.
Senorita?
Miss Senorita Havana. Nah, nah.
Can we just acknowledge the Havana song? Young Thug made that song, okay?
And Lily Pons. Even though I hate Lily Pons. But without her, that video would be nothing.
Yeah.
Without her
and they Young made Thug. That. Like, I will only listen to Havana for Young Thug's part, okay?
Right. And no.
Oh no.
She has a whole, I don't like her. I've never liked her. I think I'm just gonna be like hating on her.
The dancing though.
Her dancing, it looks like a spider on a hot plate.
Cause it's still ingrained in my mind when she was on, was it SNL or
Jimmy Kimmel? It was Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel's. And she was
with the baby.
With the baby. What first of all, what was that whole setup with like the whole green?
Just because it's colorful doesn't mean it's good.
It wasn't colorful, it was loud.
Like, just because you're loud doesn't mean you're good.
Just because you're loud doesn't mean you're good.
And then when she started twerking, I don't know.
That she was can't twerk.
That wasn't twerking.
And so the other dancers had to demune their twerking because she did not know how to twerk.
And clearly we know from, it was an old video when she was asking no money to help her, like, how she was dancing. But, you know, it's like, it's that, I guess, that cool dancing, quote, end quote, whatever, what black people do. Anyway, she was like, how do you do that? Please teach me, like, sis, no, what? If you don't got rhythm, you just ain't got rhythm.
Right?
That's pretty sad. How can you live a life without rhythm?
I can't wait for Normani's song with Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh my gosh.
I just know it's going to be amazing.
I've like listened to a little bit of it because like videos and stuff.
I'm waiting. I'm not even like teasing myself. I'm waiting for the whole thing. I know it's going to blow my mind.
It's out. Like that in the whole video.
All right, so we got to get through this, man.
We got to get through this quick.
All right, so next up. No. On our little conversation, because we can't talk about racism forever. I mean, we can.
But that would be... I'll turn red. Even though I'm black, I'll turn red.
Wow.
And, no. Sometimes, we listen to music as well. And sometimes when we listen to music, we have opinions, thoughts, and cares about it. And when we have these opinions, thoughts, and cares about it, sometimes we want to talk about it.
Let's just talk about it.
Yes. And sometimes Eric likes to talk about it.
So now we have the music review with Eric.
Please never segue like that ever again.
Oh, we will.
Oh my god. All right.
You know, I'm cut. I'm circumcised thoughts.
Okay. You're done?
Go ahead.
Alright. Welcome back to my dumbass segment where I talk about what's new or whatever. I don't know. So something music related, I guess. So I guess I am gonna talk about something new. I heard that new Justin Bieber. Boy oh boy. Justin Bieber, this man has not dropped an album since 2015. Let me put that in perspective. All three of us were in 8th grade in 2015.
We were?
Yeah, we were.
That's crazy.
I thought we were freshmen.
I mean, it's the same. We were, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But like, we were... technically in 8th grade, 2015. Alright. Now, we're freshmen in college, and this man...
Some of us.
All right, Karis. It's, damn it, all right. We're supposed to be freshmen in college. And now this man is now dropping an album. Supposedly. He said on Christmas, nothing arrived on Christmas. You know what arrived on Christmas? Kanye's new album, Jesus Is Born. Which I'm about to talk about. I'm not going to talk about Jesus Is Born.
Hey, that's really smart. Releasing Jesus Is Born on Christmas.
Talk about a marketing genius. He just he had a product and he wanted to show us the product.
Right.
He must have talked to Lady Gaga.
Oh gosh.
And so the new single, I think, off of his new album is called Yummy. Oh man, this shit sucks. Yeah, you got that yummy yum, that yummy yum, that yummy yum, yummy. Okay, let me tell y'all something. The beat's alright. I mean, it's not good, it's not terrible. It's okay. But I don't want Justin Bieber's ass coming in. Talking about some, his wife got that yummy. Who cares? It's like, who wrote this for him?
And he has such a pretty voice.
I'll get that in a minute.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just gonna go over his first verse. Bonafide stallion. Ain't in no stable. No, you stay on the run. Ain't on the side. You're number one. Yeah, every time I come around, you get it done.
Number one. Put the side of
Chick-fil-A. Yes. 50-50. Love the way you split it. 100 racks. Help me spend it, babe. Light a match. Get litty, babe. Who still says that unironically? That jet set, watch the sunset, kinda, yeah, rolling eyes back in my head, make my toes curl. Boy, so not only do you have a trash-ass song, you put out a trash-ass video with it, too. Now, let me talk about that. I just want to say, the video is straight-up terrible, because it's like it's trying to be something. You have all this stuff in the video. Like, he's sitting at a dinner table? It's like a plate with Cheetos.
Was Six Flags Man in there?
I don't know.
Six Flags Man was in there.
There was, like, a plate with Cheetos on it. And, like, Jell-O with peas in them.
Somebody said it was cocaine.
Cocaine? Okay. It's like all this stuff that's supposed to be like, oh, that's crazy, right? But no, the camera's on Justin Bieber's ass 24/7, so like, what am I supposed to focus on?
Somebody said it was more disgusting than Bon Appetit by Katy Perry.
Sure. Yeah. And then like, then halfway through the video, they start dancing on top of tables and shit. The choreography is like, whatever. Nobody's gonna mimic that. Nobody's gonna get up and like be like, oh, let's do it. Well, maybe, I'm not gonna say that, that's racist.
Never mind.
But, it sucks, because the potential this man, Justin Bieber, has. His voice is incredible. As much as shit he gets, which I understand because he makes terrible music. Okay.
The Purpose album's good. Get to know.
Yeah. Okay. I'll give you all that, but like, he can do so much more.
As a believer?
He can do so much more, I feel like.
And he's actually a good dancer.
store, I guess.
Sure.
I mean, I don't watch this man dance. I couldn't give a fuck about him dancing.
You ever seen the baby music video?
The which one?
The baby music video, his first music video.
Please don't. That is the most hated video on YouTube.
It is?
It used to be.
Why?
Because it's Baby by Justin Bieber.
That is such a great video.
I don't know. It was just something to hate on for some reason.
Always be my.
Okay.
Let's get cut out. You can't silence me. Anyway, continue.
Alright, I'm done talking about Yummy. That shit is terrible. I'm not excited at all to listen to this album.
It's just gonna be about Hailey Baldwin, how good a sex she is.
Yeah. I don't want to... Fucking Chance the Rapper. Also, who wants another album about their wife?
I love my wife.
Okay, next that new that came out. If that made sense. The new Future song featuring Drake. Now, it's rumors that What a Time to Be Alive 2 is coming out. If that's what the tape is gonna sound like, I don't want it. Cause this song was terrible. Life is Good is trash. The music video. Is pretentious the right word? Like, it's Drake and Future doing these like jobs that I guess. Not faint. What's the
hell? Patronizing?
No.
Can we cut that out? Privilege?
Privilege. No, it's like them working in like fucking McDonald's or being a mechanic or like taking out or being a garbage man.
Patronizing.
Okay, patronizing.
I believe.
And it's a whole 5 minutes of them saying life is good. It's like, okay, cool. Who cares? It's a new Future song though, but whatever. That's supposed to be fire.
Life is good, huh?
Yeah. I have nothing much more to say about that song either.
How was the video?
I didn't like the video at all.
Tell me why.
It was just boring. Like, what was the point? It's like, it was just them work, like I said, them working at McDonald's or like, working at Best, at like the Apple Store or some shit. Like, okay. Lil Yachty makes it.
You got a job at the Apple Store? Ooh.
Like Lil Yachty's in there.
Lil Yachty?
Yeah.
My king.
It's one of those.
Yeah, he was. He looked weird in that. But
my prime minister?
Oh, God.
He looked weird. I had to blink twice and be like, that's 21?
He had his big hand, Brandon.
But yeah, I'm not. If this is off the new. If there's. Okay, if they're even dropping a whole tape together again, and it sounds like that, I don't want it.
Speaking of Britain, what's going on with Meghan Markle and Henry, Harry, whatever?
Oh, she, okay, so the situation is, like, her and, Prince Harry, they ran away. Like, they don't want to be involved with, like, the monarch because of how they're treating her. And I remember, it was an interview where Harry was... I think he was explaining the situation or something like that. And he was like, basically he was like, I don't want Meghan to like kill herself like his mom did. Well, I don't want her, you know.
Die.
Yeah. Like, he doesn't want the whole thing about, you know, Meghan being like black and, well, basically being the PLC or whatever, not being like part of that community, you know? Yeah. And her being an outsider and like everybody in that community like making racial comments about her and stuff. So she was like, hey, I'm finna get my husband, get my baby, and we out here.
She had a baby?
Yes. Yes.
When was this?
It was a while ago. What do you mean? It was like in 2019. Something like that. Dang. You missed a lot. But yeah, but basically, like, there was like...
Is it a redhead?
I don't remember. I don't know.
I hope it's a redhead.
But yeah, basically, they don't want to be involved in it. It's like, if you don't accept us, then we not finna be in here.
Yeah.
We out.
We out. Okay, Eric. Did you have some more music going on for us? You want to sing for us like for a bit, a little
tune? No, I'm good.
You going to release your mixtape on here, John?
Yeah.
What are y'all talking?
See, what y'all don't know is that the Music Minute Review will soon turn into Eric sponsoring his mixtape. That's just him clowning everybody who clowned him before. It's going to be 20 tracks.
Maybe.
All.
It is not going to be 20 tracks.
All under 40 seconds. Oh, and they're just going to be yelling for 20 seconds, and then the rest is going to be, yeah, yeah, for the next 20 seconds.
Ma'am, sir, no, what I'm is
gonna,
that?
I'm going to scream for 5 seconds and chop it up into 20 tracks.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's my mixtape.
It's going to be different screams.
His second mixtape is going to be silence. There's some ASMR, you know. You know how it is, you know?
Man, you just telling just everybody what his plans is.
I need to get them hyped. I'm excited, you know? I'm the manager, you know? You know.
Why are you promoting? Okay. All right. Well, I don't have a mixtape on the way. I don't know what they're talking about. But if it comes into fruition, I'll let y'all know.
He has a mixtape on the way. It's going to be great. It's going to be a banger.
It's going to be trash.
It's going to be a banger. Lil Boosie going to be on some of those tracks.
Okay, let's I move wish. On.
Brockhampton, Bareface oh, is going to be on some of them. It's going to be produced by Ryan Beatty.
Okay, let's move on.
Joaquin Phoenix is going to be in one of the music videos. All right. All-star album of the year. Eric, 2K20.
Anyway, as we move on from that, whatever that was, our last topic.
My ADHD.
We know. Our last topic of this podcast is about, you know.
I just want to stop and say that they're both giving me, like, really disgusted faces right now, and I am so unsettled. And I just want you guys to know that as well.
Chill out, bro.
Okay.
Anyway. You all know her.
You all love her.
I hope everybody loves her, because she needs it right now.
She needs some love. I love her.
Lizzo. What, you got something to say?
You better love her.
What? Y'all want to say something about Lizzo?
Yeah. Don't you love her?
I mean, if you want to say something, you're our guest.
Her music goes hard. I love Lizzo.
My man. That album was on my Spotify Wrapped as my album of the year.
Bro.
I just want to say that right now. I listened to that album every single day for 3 months. I may have a problem.
Maybe.
But I don't want to stop it.
I mean, you shouldn't.
Because that her music, amazing. And I will listen to that album for, I hope she wins a Grammy.
Yeah.
And she better win a Grammy.
The funny thing is, that's like, a lot of that music she, like, made a while ago. And
right.
It's just now getting popular.
Like, Good As Hell. Like, that's an old song. Juice is an old song. And I'm so into it. Truth Hurts is actually an old song, too.
Yeah.
And a Girl. Whatever. Just a Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Old song.
I think the whole album.
Because I Love You is a new song. And I cried it because I love you. I'm crying. Ivy's in the... Or Jerome. I love Jerome.
Jerome. Oh, my gosh. Yes. But yeah, but some of you don't know, lately, social medias, we got some bullies.
On the interwebs.
On the interwebs.
Some people are little meanies.
Knock it off. Knock it off.
We all took the pledge in second grade to stop being bullies. And you guys are bullying Lizzo. Knock it off.
And it's like, it kind of, I don't remember where it starts. Because, I mean, we all know her to be, like, very revealing of her own bodies. Like, showing that she's comfortable with herself.
Which everybody should be.
Yeah, she's, like, inspiring people to, like, be comfortable with yourself no matter your size, weight, skin tone, whatever. And conditions.
Feel good as hell.
Feel good about yourself.
Yeah. With your tempo.
The tempo.
With the tempo.
With the tempo. And it's, like, I think what kind of offset it was the whole basketball game situation.
Okay, but like, that's done and that's over.
I mean, that kind of offset it was like, you know, she kind of revealed her gluteus maximus.
I mean, y'all ain't never seen a butt before.
I mean, she posted her nudes.
Right, like, y'all ain't never seen a butt before. Like, I'm more worried about is her butt clean after sitting in those seats. Like, I think that's more of a her problem than a us problem.
Yeah, but then it's like, it just started getting, like, a little way out of control about her body and people fat-shaming and such.
Which fat-shaming is never a good thing. It's 2020. Why are we still fat-shaming people? Don't we all agree that we are all fat and that we can move on from that to love our bodies for what we are?
Yeah. But yeah, and then now she's taking a break from social media.
But I loved her tweets.
Yeah, her tweets, like, fire. It made my day.
Right. Inspirational and funny. You don't get that in everybody.
Right. And it was like, because when me, like, I knowing that people bully her about, like, her body and stuff or whatever, it's like I never will look at the comments because it's always that one person.
Who just wants to ruin it for everybody because she's inspiring so many people. Because it was the same thing with when Ashley Graham came out, you know, the plus size model.
Yeah.
Who, she's a beautiful model and all that, but she's, like, the perfect plus size, you know? Like, the plus size that still has, like, a flat stomach. Whereas Lizzo, she's not. She's an actual plus size woman. And a lot of people think of that as, like, gross or something, but, like, that's what actual plus size women look like. They're not all like Ashley Graham, who's just, like, a little chubby. And, like, a little plump, no.
It has, like, some type of shape.
Right, like, they have rolls, and they have stretch marks, and their skin is discolored. And that's why I like Lizzo, because she's true about that kind of stuff.
Exactly. But it's like, knock it off, please.
Knock it off. And this segment, we'll call it Knock It Off. Stop bullying. And then the next one, we're going to talk about y'all bullying. What's her face? Ella Mai. No, what's her face? The one who don't want to sing anymore.
Summer Walker.
Bro. Stop bullying Summer Walker.
Okay. This really, like, hits because she clearly states multiple times how she has social anxiety. And, like, a lot of people is like, how you gonna have social anxiety but you out here in the streets showing your ass and stuff or whatever. It's like, you doing all this and that. And it's like, y'all need to chill out.
Right? Like, let her have her anxiety. Like, sometimes anxiety shows itself in different ways.
Because then they will always say, like, she didn't have, like, a good show or whatever because, like, she's just standing there and all that. I was like, that's why she got the strippers on the poles. Right. For y'all entertainment.
Lana Del Rey does that and nobody says anything. Lana Del Rey will stand in the same place for a whole entire show and just say, hell, as the visuals go on. But y'all want to say that's a good show.
She was dressed as Tori. That one time
singing about Norman Rockwell while she drinking her Diet Coke.
Right. It's like you have some other, like, artists that'll just stand there or whatever, but y'all want to attack Summer Walker because she's open about her, like, anxiety or whatever.
Yeah, I just want to hate a black woman. Just tell the truth. Hate a black woman.
And now, like, she doesn't want to stop singing, but she said that she doesn't want to do tours anymore.
Which is understandable. It sucks for everybody who wants to see her perform live.
Yeah.
But it's understandable. And I know when she came here, she did a small arena. Even though we have big places that she could perform, she chose a smaller one. Which now, that puts in retrospect that she just doesn't want to have that many people looking at her, which I get that a lot.
Yeah.
Why do you think it's a podcast?
Yeah. And there's, like, another person that's, like, getting bullied is Ari Lennox. And that one bothers me the most because Ari Lennox, queen, first of all. Like, Shea Butter Baby, the whole album, period.
Night Drive.
Like, that's on repeat. Anyway, like, what started out was this guy tweeted about her and Teyana Taylor looking like bulldogs, but...
Which, Teyana Taylor, so beautiful.
I'm jealous of her body. Like,
I'm jealous of her.
Sis got packs.
I'm jealous of her money.
Sis got packs, what the hell?
And her weave. God, I'm not gonna wear her wigs.
But yeah, he called them bulldogs, but, like, it was kind of like a backhand compliment, like, even though they look like this, like, they were still sexy to him or whatever.
That man gonna try to fuck his dog.
Anyway. But yeah, it was like, and then Ari Lennox went on IG Live and, like, basically was like, you don't say that about a person. It's like, you don't, especially, like, a black woman, because, like, you know, black women, we're always, like, compared to animals or whatever.
Which is so disgusting. Don't compare me to an animal. Please. I fought you.
Please don't.
It's just like something like a chinchilla. I would like to be called a chinchilla sometimes.
Okay. But yeah, but then, like, so many people was attacking her as, like, defending the guy even. And then, because I know some people commented was like, oh, y'all compare black dudes to, like, pit bulls and all this stuff. And I was like,
toxic masculinity makes that good for you.
Yeah, it's like, that's not the same thing. We are not on the same level. We are not the same.
We're not,
like,
same.
Guys being compared to that, it's like, a lot of women want a guy to be like,
yeah. What do you think those,
I don't know what that
rats
was.
Bark? Because women want a guy who barks.
Women want a guy who barks, who resembles a dog.
Hi, welcome to my love corner, and I'm telling you the secrets of love. Bark at your woman and please, see what happens.
Please don't.
I bet you she'll love you forever. Just bark at her one good time.
No.
Bark.
No.
Oh!
No.
You let the dogs out!
No.
Okay.
No.
Alright, the ADHD is over.
Yeah, it was like, y'all got her... Leap, like, I think she's off social media too. I'm not sure.
Y'all need to stop.
Please stop.
Please Twitter, stop. Get rid of cancel culture. Figure out your livelihoods. And, you know, just get off Twitter. Go get some money.
See the daylight.
See the daylight. Go talk to your grandparents, your parents, your cousins, your aunts, your uncles. You know, just get off.
Get off social media for a second.
You get off social media instead of kicking other people off. How about you get off? And that's the thought I want to leave you with today. Fix your life.
Knock it off.
Knock it off.